fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 5th day of May. The prepper tip of the day: work on your health, your nutrition, your physical fitness. They all work together, of course, and that's very important, and I hope you will do that. Let's see. Do we have Professor McCanny with us? Jim, you there?
John, yes, I'm here.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Same here for an old guy. Yeah, doing okay.
Age is quite a thing, and I don't want to dwell on that, but the whole concept of age certainly seems to be a moving target of what age is, what it's not, what's old, what's not old. But I do have a quick story I think you'll find kind of funny, especially being a former college professor. So I'm standing outside the door of a classroom in college. Instructors may be 5 minutes late. It's Friday morning, and the students are just having casual discussion, what's called small talk. And I mentioned to this, I was 24 years old, and young woman, 18-year-old co-ed, standing there, and I'm talking to her, and I'm telling her how the weekend I'm going to go camping with my girlfriend and go scuba diving. And she looks at me just as serious as can be, Jim, and she says, "You mean you can still have fun?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as if being 24 years old meant I was too old to have fun anymore.
Well, you get to 20, she would be 24 pretty quick, and then what would she do? Jump off
but
a bridge?
It's just an example of how funny the observations of age can be. Jim, each week, each successive week, it seems like we find out more bad information about these COVID shots and the consequences of the people getting the COVID shots. Every week, I think we've heard it be as bad as it can be, and then I'm shocked and surprised to find out there's more to be found out, more to be concerned about. It is quite the deal, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, but the latest information is that 70% of the people that have gotten the shot are going to have severe, dire, including a lot of them death, as a result of the vaccine. And, you know, the squelching of information coming from real medical doctors is astounding. But
it
you can hear it on different venues. You know, the whole world is going upside down. And you look at the distress in many, many, many countries, which are being shut down for political reasons now, as they were actually getting back to normal. There's Myanmar, there's right now, probably not in the news at all, there are a number of the South American countries that are completely shut down. And not because of COVID, because of political activity with people being shot in the streets. And I don't think you probably hear about this in the news in the United States. And then also, like I say, Southeast Asia, you have Korea. I mean, it's not internal strife in Korea. It's outside political pressure. So you have all this international political play going on. And at the heart of it all, at the heart of it all is the CIA, Mossad, and MI6.
Well, Jim, these countries that are shut down for political reasons, typically that would be when the government's in such turmoil that there is or is about to be a coup or actual war. Is that what's going on with these countries?
Well, no, what's actually going on is they're installing austerity measures because of COVID. Of course, the government has not been getting its pound of flesh. And so what they're doing is they're putting very high taxes on basic essential goods like food, like toilet paper, like other things. And of course, like gasoline, petroleum. And what does that do? That affects the truck driver. It affects the cost of goods on the shelf that people with very low incomes and not fixed incomes at all in a society where unemployment is 50%, you know, and people just don't have any money. And the people in the government are still being paid fat salaries. And so the people have just like hit their limit. But also you have to understand this is part of a plan. This is part of a plan in, you know, austerity measures. It's what the World Bank does. It's the way they come in and they wrench a country. And then they go, well, look, we'll give you all this money, but you give us your resources. And then they send in the international corporations, which they own, to rape the country. This is the age-old plan of the World Bank. So that's what's going on in all of these countries, where they're turning the screws on the public goes out en masse, screams at the government, and the government's just doing its role in this whole, you know, scam.
Well, the scam continues, and what we're looking at probably is a worldwide consolidation of power, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, and that's the bottom line. You know, and the United States has turned into a third world country. The only thing that is keeping this from teetering over is the fact that the U.S. public is armed. And, you know, you see in other countries where the public is not armed, they go out and protest and they get shot, you know, in the streets, and they have no defense. So that's the only thing that's keeping the U.S. now from completely falling into third world country status.
Well, we can never give up our firearms, can we, Jim?
Well, it's the only thing that's, you know, and that's why there's so much push to take away firearms. I mean, that's the only reason. It's not because people are going to go out and shoot a deer and have some food. Well, that's one of the reasons, but there's not enough deer to go around. That wouldn't last very long anyway. But the whole issue is that when you send the goons out into the street, they don't want the people to have any way of defending themselves, that they're just basically crushed. And that's what goes on in every other third world country and has gone on for a millennium, that the population has been unarmed. And then you mix that with the
government propaganda campaigns,
and it's, you know, this is the model. I often say that when the Communist Manifesto was written, it was not created. A lot of people think that Karl Marx wrote that. He just summarized what had been done for centuries. He actually wrote down the game plan. And so that's what the Communist Manifesto is. It's not something he invented or whatever. He just simply organized and wrote down the game plan. And that's what's being orchestrated right now all over the world and in the United States.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, people need to be aware of this and educate themselves and then make their own contingency plans to deal with it, don't they, Jim?
Right. And especially young people. Young people have been woked so much that they have no clue of what's going on. They are just like putty. They're just molded, and you know, they follow these trends, and they have no clue. They have no clue about the history. They, you know, the talking points that they repeat come right out of CNN. And you know, there's some young people that are attuned to what's going on, but very few.
Very few. If you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Any updates on the wing generator, Jim?
Well, a lot is going on in the background. That's all I can say. A lot of the business things I don't talk about. In fact, probably people will not even see because of the way the business is working. But it's the solution to energy in the world. And right now, oddly enough, the Biden administration is going to throw a lot of money into energy. So one of the big jobs that I have is, and in the face right now, what's going on is there's tremendous efforts to stop wind energy, even within the government. And so what am I doing? I'm coming along with a better mousetrap, not only better, but like 25 major improvements over the three-blade wind turbine at a point where people realize that three-blade wind turbines don't work. They cost a lot of money. They're environmentally terrible. They take up a lot of land space, and they don't work. And the only reason they're out there is because of government subsidies. So here I come along with something that works, actually can solve the world energy problem and our own energy problem. And that's one of the difficulties I'm having, is educating people, especially in government. People in government, John, as you know, have their own little box of rules and regulations and bureaucratic edicts that they follow. And you talk to them and they go, well, that's good, but this is what I do. And so you have to mold what you do into what they do. And so when I went to grad school, my professor was very good at getting grants. And I worked on one from the National Institute of Health for my advanced physics degree, nuclear solid state physics. But what he would do is he would open up the NSF or the National Institute of Health or whatever government agency, a grant proposal book for the year. And he'd go, okay, here's a grant. This is what they want you to do. How can we fit what we're doing into that? Instead of how can we have the government fit what we're doing? No, you have to fit what they're doing. And then you get the money. And he got grant after grant. He was doing very well at Tulane University. He was also an excellent professional trombone player, I might add. But I was surprised. He always told me, Jim, he said, come over and listen to me. I'm playing at this place tonight in New Orleans, you know, being a professional trombone player.
Right.
And so I went over and he had this jazz group. And I mean, I'd been in a jazz band myself for 4 years in college. So I know good trombone players when I see them. But this guy was over the top. He was unbelievable. But anyway, he was that good at getting grants also. But that's what you have to do with government stuff. The whole issue of dealing with, and also in industry, when you're dealing with people, it's like people have been so dumbed down. They can't think. They can only think in terms of what they have seen. But there's a big public resistance now to wind. And so I'm like following a bad vaudeville act is what I remember in the old vaudeville days. You know, somebody would come out, and mainly these were amateurs, and they'd do an act, and the people would throw lettuce and tomatoes and things if they didn't like it.
Right.
So
right.
The worst thing you could do is follow a bad vaudeville act. Because yep. you'd come out on stage, they already had the tomatoes and the lettuce in their hands and ready to throw, and you were trying to do a good act. You know, that's the position I'm in with the wing generator.
That's
so
right.
Just trying to enumerate that a little bit. But
oh, thank you, sir. Our we had a caller and holder. We got Thomas in Texas. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey, John. Hey Professor. Professor, I wanted to mention, like, so I work in the semiconductor industry in Austin, and our fab got shut down because of the power outages, the forced power outages. But I guess I'm not sure the best way to question this, but I was wondering if we use about 25 megawatts, I think, I want to say per month. But, you know, just from a regular engineer standpoint, I mean, I just think the wing generator would be a really good solution because we're just, you know, grid-tied power. But I was hoping at some point, this might be a shot in the dark, but like kind of setting up a meeting, like a Zoom or a Microsoft Teams meeting with you and the guys in charge at my site, just at least to discuss it, because I know this is something that they've looked at before, but, you know, power generation on site, but it was like coal, it was traditional power, you know, whatever. I'm not going to say fossil fuel, but I guess I would say whatever, you know, coal, fired.
Yeah, backup generators,
Yeah, so
Thomas,
look at this.
Let's do this. Thomas, give my engineer, Julie, your phone number. I will get that to Professor McCanny, and the two of you can talk about this and maybe make something happen, okay?
Yeah,
I would love that.
Okay, well, please do that. Just give Julie your phone number, and I'll make sure the two of you get connected, sir.
Okay. I just want to mention, Professor, that also something like this, you know, fabs, I mean, power is such a huge deal that if somehow even, you know, just a fraction of our power is utilized through wing generation, I mean, this can open up a lot of opportunities as other fabs see this. And, I mean, power is such a huge cost, but it's just such a potentially huge opportunity. I mean, and for me, it would be protecting my paycheck is I don't see a root cause problem solving to this. I mean, we could have power outages this summer. I mean, nothing was really solved. It was a bunch of lip service.
No, it was, you know. It was just, let me comment on that. The Texas power outage was planned. It could have been prevented. They did not allow energy to flow in from other areas. They shut down because of government mandated limits on the use of fossil fuels. I mean, it was just a big bureaucratic mess. It could have been prevented. And then they overinvested in three blade wind turbines that don't work. I mean, there are many factors that contributed to that, but it could have been prevented. But it was done on purpose. Let me just say that. And there are a lot of the players like the governors and people like that. You know, he called in the National Guard. I mean, talk about a guy that doesn't know what he's doing. What's the National Guard going to do? You know, walk around and, you know, in their uniforms. But the other side of the story is, yes, everybody is waking up to the fact that they're vulnerable. And so the wing generator, whether people like it or not, is going to come charging onto the scene and take over. In 10 years, you will not see a solar panel. You will not see a three-blade wind turbine, except the ones that they have not taken down. The wing generator will be the ticket and the thing that generates power. And especially as we go into electric vehicles, the electric usage will double in the next 5 years. And so where's that going to come from? No, there's nobody planning anything. You know, like I was saying, I talk with people in government and, you know, state, local level, federal government. These people are clueless. You're talking about people that have no idea what they're doing. So
here's our break.
The reality is, there's the break.
Here's our break. We got to call and hold. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm off, you got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 5th of May. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Great $50 discount when you get your EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, you've got a radio show where we tell people how they can listen live and to your archives.
Thanks, John. Every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs. It re-airs about 7 other times after that. So all the ways to listen are listed on my webpage. And the archives are listed on my webpage, which is linked from your webpage, John.
All right. That's good to know. See, our next caller is Andrew in Connecticut. Good morning, Andrew.
Oh, hey, gentlemen. Hey, John, this is Andrew. We spoke on Friday with regards to my chicken farm. I didn't want to derail the professor's discussion, but you asked me to call back. I had the court case on Monday night.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
I do. For the benefit of Jim and our listeners, you went through all the permit processes to get everything done properly, with your local city government to have some chickens on your place there in Connecticut. But and when the neighbors found out, they didn't like it. So you was a city court matter took place last night, and you're going to tell us what happened.
Yeah, I mean, it I don't know if these are if I'm splitting hairs here, but the farming aspect in town does not even require a permit. I just had, you know, my site plan was approved that I was going to do farming on it. No permit really required. There's a small slaughterhouse just to process the chickens that required a permit. And that's what they're trying to challenge. And this was a town hall hearing that went over 5 hours, like five and a half hours. I mean, I'll give you more details, but the net is that they didn't make a decision last night. They closed out the public portion of the hearing, and then in 2 weeks they're going to deliberate, and they have to deliberate in public. They have to have the board is five members, and they'll discuss and come up with a decision in a public forum. So that's the update. I mean, it was pretty ugly. I mean, these neighbors are very vicious. If they don't get their way, they scream. They don't let other people talk. So, you know, like you said in the preamble here, you know, the rules are the rules. Just because they don't like the rules, they're going to kick, shout, scream, and they're making me spend literally tens of thousands of dollars just to keep what I was promised. So that's right. And I did.
A small slaughterhouse, we're talking about 12 by 12 feet, something like that?
10 by 10, you got it.
10 by 10, okay, I was close.
Yeah, all it is, John, it's one of those prefab sheds that Home Depot will drop off.
Yeah, and, you can't tell from the outside, it looks like any other prefab shed. You can't tell
it
what's
like any
place.
Right. And so exactly. If you want to get into the details, that's important too, because the permit was issued for the structure
right. And
not for the use.
All right. As if that makes a difference. As long as what you're doing is legal. Amazing. Okay, well, you got in 2 weeks there'll be another meeting, and then you can report back the outcome of that, sir.
I'll do that. I'll try and pick a day where you don't have you know, a different topic going on. But you asked me to call, so I'll hang up. I'll let you get back to it. Okay.
Appreciate it.
Oh, John, I just wanted to say a couple callers did call in after me on Friday and gave me some advice. I tried the Ammon Bundy. I couldn't get a hold of anyone, but the Connecticut, the court activist, I made contact with the guy, but I don't know. It didn't really do too much, but I did try, and I did appreciate the advice.
Okay.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Well, Jim, sometimes when we talk radio, we get into problem solving, and in fact, I had a caller yesterday, Jim. He gave me personal credit for saving his life. He didn't say how I did that, but I'm grateful for that. That call. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Professor McKenna. You mentioned the agenda of the international bankers, you mentioned the agenda in the Communist Manifesto. Was this just a reiteration of the protocol, not the protocol at the time, but the agenda set out by Adam Weishaupt and the Illuminati in 1776. Here it is. Number one, abolition of monarchy and all order government. Two, abolition of private property. Three, abolition of inheritance. Four, abolition of patriotism or nationalism. Abolition of the family by abolition of marriage and all morality, and the institution of communal education of children, and six, abolition of all religion.
And what was that again?
That was the set out by in 1776 and between 1776 and 1785 by Adam Weishaupt and the secret society that he established, possibly at the instigation of the Rothschilds, inaugurated May 1st, 1776.
Okay, hold on. After the break here, we'll get back to this discussion. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I know a lot of you want to keep up with what's going on in the world, the United States, Central America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, the Middle East. I got a place at my website updated every 24 hours, the Daily Intelligence Briefing. It's a great way to keep up with what's going on in the world. Also, we are getting caught up on energy cleaner back orders. I've only got about 4 pending right now, the ones that I've received in the last week. They'll be cleared out the door here in about the next week or so. And, of course, we're taking new orders for people that are tired of being tired, tired of the arthritis pain, tired of not getting the best night's sleep they've had in decades, which you will get if you get an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. So check out the energy cleaner at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, send me a check. My address is there also. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page. And, John, you have a question. Let's just kind of summarize your question so we can get it answered, please, sir.
All right. What is the role of the what in fact was the originators of communism? Was it really Karl Marx, or was it the Illuminati in 1776, or possibly the Rothschilds?
The game plan was in place in old Egypt, in Babylon, and prior to that. So the game plan goes way back. The secret societies go way back. That's one thing I talk about in my book, Atlantis to Tesla, The Colburn Connection, and it just touches on that topic. But no, the game plan for sequestering and basically surrounding the public goes very far back. And if you look at real Hebrew law, the Israelites, they forbid usury. So usury has been around since forever. You know, the idea that you charge interest, well, it's very simple. If you charge interest, there's not enough money to pay the interest. And so somebody has to basically go under to pay the interest. So you basically kill the society. And so that's what, when the United States was formed, the entire idea was that you got rid of usury and that the government could not tax the people for their work. And of course, all that went away when the bankers got back into the United States. For example, Cecil Rhodes was the person that set up the Rhodes Scholars to pluck out promising young, basically attorneys and other professionals from the United States university system, bring them to Oxford and educate them, and then send them back to the United States to bring the United States back under the crown, which is the Rothschild banking system. So anyway, but no, to answer your question, the concept of what Karl Marx wrote down goes way back into history. And the secret societies that have infiltrated, like Russia, when the Rothschilds went into Russia to take over Russia and killed the Tsar and got the people up in arms against the Tsar, etc., of course things were bad, but nothing like what came in after that with the communists, etc. When they went into the Ukraine in the 1930s, same thing. When they went into the United States in 1812, the same thing. And then 100 years later, literally 100 years later, installed the Federal Reserve and taxation, etc., in the United States. That was all, you know, these are all old game plans that go back thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah. So, and I think it wasn't modern banking and international banking, was it created by the Knights Templars after they invaded the Holy Land and seized and pilfered the hidden treasures of the temple that had been hidden since Solomon, and also with the destruction of the temple in 70 AD?
No, there's a kind of a myth about the Knights Templars. They just became rich because of what they were doing. It was an offshoot of protecting the Christians going to the Holy Land, which there was massive traffic. They invented the checking system and things like that, but they were taken out in like 1307 by Louis IV of France, and that was pretty much the end of their completely, you know, terminated the Knights Templar, although the things that they instilled, the banking system with checks, etc., lived on. But still, that was, they were like a flash in the pan in history. I think they're given a credit for a lot more than what they actually did, even though they were around for maybe 100 years. But no, this goes way back. This, you know, the Colburn, which is a series of books come from the Library of Joseph of Arimathea, talks about usury and the fact that it is illegal. And, you know, so no, the whole issue of the Communist Manifesto and how to sequester a public goes way, way back in history. To the beginning of time, I would say it's one of the oldest things. And Baal worship, which I've talked about on my show many times, and on, I believe on John's show, probably brought it up at least, is the original banking system, and also dealing with human sacrifice and all kinds of other. I mean, it's a weird concoction of pretty strange stuff that are at the heart of the secret societies that are still in place today in Washington, D.C. You know, the country here is run by Baal worshippers. I don't know if people understand that, but it's a pretty, Bohemian Grove, and the Bushes and the Clintons are just cogs in the wheel of this whole thing, which is basically controlled by the World Bank. So this is a very long, complicated story, but no, the history of the Communist Manifesto goes way back. And like I say, Karl Marx just wrote down the rule book. He just kind of summarized it.
All right. That's a pretty comprehensive answer there. John, thank you for your call. We'll move on to our next caller, John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. James McCanney, you've got me clapping, my friend. I'm in total agreement with you. The first instance that I've found it in the Bible is actually Ezekiel chapter 8. I believe that's a meeting of a secret society. You're right, the money system with interest, usury, the Hebrews didn't participate in it. And to this day, Muslims do not willingly participate in interest system. If you want to borrow money from a Muslim, you want to borrow $10,000, they'll tell you how much you have to pay back. It's not interest, it's a fee, and there's a difference.
Right.
The borrower truly is servant or slave to the lender. Because if you create
even
money
changed
out
of, they even changed the name. The original names were benefactor and beneficiary, which means benefit. That's the root word. The current word is mortgagee, and the root word is mort, which is death. They're killing you financially, and that's the entire purpose of it. So when you sign a mortgage, you are signing a death warrant for yourself economically.
And we're told you're always going to have a mortgage. You're always going to have a car payment. Well, if you're a slave, you will. But what's interesting, James, is that all of the nations that we've gone to war with in the last 30 years, as a result of supposedly winning the war or losing the war on their part, they wind up with a central banking system. So they wind up under debt servitude with interest, something that they never used and that they'll never escape. I've made the analogy before of someone. I said, would you like to borrow $20? And they say, well, of course, So I'll put a $20 bill in their hand, and I'll say, now this is it's a word picture basically. You don't want to borrow the money because you don't like debt. So you give it back before you spend it. We're even, right? No, you still owe me the interest because you had the money. And if I'm the only one with the money, you'll never pay the interest. You'll always be in debt to me. Even if you have a zero account balance, you still owe the interest on the money you never spent. So it's a debt, like you said, man, it's a death warrant. Not only for individuals, but for nations and for the world. The love of money truly is the root of all evil.
If you look at COVID, it was all about the International Monetary Fund went into every country and said, wow, you're going to need a lot of money to deal with this. And so look at the U.S., the trillions, $2 trillion here, $4 trillion there for the, economic impact, of which you get $1,200 and your loan is about $80,000. So anyway, the International Monetary Fund went into every country and cut big loans, and so the entire world became enslaved to the Central Bank of Europe because of COVID, not to mention medically, all of the other things that go along with the control of the public because of COVID. So it's a control thing. It has nothing to do with health or your well-being. Do you think these people really are worried about your well-being? Excuse me. You know, no, not at all.
Well,
it's not about that.
They're telling you on multiple fronts what COVID-19 is. You know, we've heard that it's a certificate of vaccination identification, COVID-19. I've also heard, and I've looked it up, and I've dissected it seven ways from Sunday, and I believe it's true. If you take the letter C, it's the third letter of the alphabet, you go to Strong's Concordance, the number three in Strong's is Abaddon. Ovid, O-V-I-D, is a sheep. 19 is destruction. So you're talking about sheep destruction. Abaddon, sheep, murder. It's actually killing people, which is what they're saying now the vaccine is. They're not admitting it. But anyone with two brain cells that are firing knows that the vaccine is designed to kill the COVID-19 vaccine by Abaddon, sheep destroyer. They're literally all we like sheep have gone astray. Well, we're all sheep, folks. To these people, you're nothing more than cattle property. And they're vaccinating you like you would your livestock, and they're culling the herd. I'll leave it at that. I'd be interested in hearing your comments before I hang up because I'm not able to get you on the radio.
Okay.
Oh okay. Well, anyway, John, if you want to comment, I tell you, as far as I'm concerned, this is so far beyond control that I just, in a sense, have backed out of it. I mean, I wrote my initial paper in February of 2020, and everything I said in that came true. You know, the second wave, the need for the, you know, once the first shot was out, that wouldn't be effective to the second one. You know, the PCR test was a fake test, you know, on and on. But anyway, the earth is going to run its course. And the only thing I can see is bringing things to a halt is a major worldwide natural disaster. I mean, a real one, not a fake one, not a plandemic one, but a real natural disaster that takes down everybody, including the bankers. That's the only thing I can see now that's going to put the brakes on this.
Okay.
All right. Thank you
for the call, John. The call number is 512-248-8252. With all the things going on in the world, I'm still listing the COVID and the COVID shots as the real clear and present danger to all Americans and everybody on the planet, Jim.
Right.
It is absolutely monstrous what they're doing to us.
Right, right. Well, just hope that it runs out before they get to you or just anyway, yeah, it's... I don't have much more to say about it. It's, you know, everything that has happened, the effect that had on the election, and just on and on. I mean, the thing is that the last 4 years, these people have been busy at work in the background, because it's all about the power and their being in power. So all of these little puppets that you have, governors and down to the mayoral level and city councils and governors and, you know, agencies of the government, et cetera. All of the things that have come in place in the last 4 years, they were all all happening. It's just that when the 2020 election was consummated, then all of this stuff just came in like a tidal wave. And so that's
right.
Where things are. And that was building up because it should have been done 4 years ago. All of this should have been done 4 years ago. But they had to wait till they got Trump out of there and broke down the economy and everything else that went with it. So, like
Absolutely.
I say, it's like a railroad train heading for the trestle, and there ain't no trestle. So... you know, and the end result is the chaos that's going on today. Once again, like I say, you have to understand the CIA is the police force of the World Bank, and the immense amount of chaos going around in the world is planned. It's all planted. It's planned. And so anyway, like I say, there's not much that can help now except something that would literally shake the world to its knees, and, you know, including everybody that's in charge in buildings and Langley and every place else in Rome.
Right, right.
London.
Jim, Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. Very, very fascinating conversation. Very good information, Dr. McKinney. But
hold on, hold on, Kyle.
Yeah.
Let's get to the break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes sir.
All right, we're almost out of time here. Jim, did you get Kyle's questions here?
Yeah, Kyle, the listener, was asking, do I believe that we are heading into a grand solar minimum? And the answer, I've talked about this before, and the people that are talking about this are taking one or two factors and making predictions, and the reality is the sun is far more complicated than that. And I don't make predictions unless there is very serious scientific evidence for that. And so basically I'm not making predictions because that's something I've dealt with for literally most of my career, is the sun and how it works, etc. And there are many, many more factors involved than the, say, counting sunspots or talking about other trends. The current lack of solar activity is because of Hale-Bopp in the solar system in the 1990s. It drained the solar capacitor. We are now at a low ebb, and it's still building back up. So that's what we're seeing. But the sun has shifted its spectrum output. We're getting a lot more UV, and we're getting a lot more infrared. And so anyway, it's a complicated situation and not easily predicted. So anyway, I'll just say that.
So Dr. McKinney, let me ask you one thing then. How do you expect that the higher levels of UV and infrared are going to affect people's gardens this year?
I'm not sure. UV is not good, and you know, you have to be very careful when you go out in the sun. And I would wear clothes that are UV blocking. I would not wear sunscreen, but and keep the aloe vera handy. So and especially if you're in altitudes, if you're up in the mountains on a beautiful, clear, sunny day, you know, keep the shirt on, keep a hat on. It's UV blocking. But anyway, I don't know how it affects plants or your garden. Not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I had. Thanks.
Sure.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Well, Jim, we're about out of time here. Let's hear your summary for the week, sir.
John, I have a major announcement. I alluded to this before on your show, but I've been working for a long time. It's now come to fruition. But I have an upgraded line of water filters, gravity water filters, et cetera, and they are now in stock. So this is something that this is, I'll be talking a lot about this on my show tonight and or tomorrow night, and discuss the what happened and what moved me to do this, et cetera. And I would say it's like going from a rear-wheel drive automobile to a front-wheel drive automobile in terms of industry, say, changing, etc.
Well, that's good to know. And there'll be details at your website now or later?
Not right now. It's not even up on my webpage.
But okay. Well, thanks for the heads up, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Top of the hour break. Back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.